My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
248-539-9797. Okay. So, Lions beat writer covers the team for The Athletic. Colton Pouncey had a Q&A with fans. I saw this and I thought it was really interesting. One of the questions was, in your opinion, is this current Lions roster better on paper than last year's version prior to training camp? What might be the noticeable differences? Colton Pouncey responds, undoubtedly, yes, it's better. At this time last year, you had promising young talent, but it had yet to truly break out. Replacement level talent at important positions, injury questions, etc. You could see the vision, but it was going to take some quick development, and even then, it wasn't going to be perfect. A year later, Jahmyr Gibbs, Pro Bowler. Aiden Hutchinson is too, and finished second in the league in pressures. Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra, Laporta are all pros. Brian Branch, one of the game's best nickels as a rookie. Aleem McNeil took a leap. DJ Reader taking over for Benito Jones is a massive upgrade. Coaches are speaking highly of Jack Campbell in ways they didn't last year. Anzalone, career year. Melifonwu, game changer down the stretch. Carlton Davis fits man every preferences. Terrion Arnold could be Aaron Glenn's Marshawn Lattimore. I'm reading that in part. And then he writes, it's to the point where the biggest questions are maybe wide receiver 3. Essentially a fourth option in the passing game behind St. Brown, Laporta, and Jameson Williams. And I think that that would probably be almost universal. If you think about what position they didn't address it all. Now, you may not love the way they addressed every position, but didn't they kind of address everything with the exception of wide receiver 3? Now, I'm not saying there aren't guys that might become wide receiver 3. Maybe it's Donovan Peoples-Jones. Maybe with the increased workload, Khalif Raymond will be that guy. And I guess they did bring in Tre'Quan Smith, who played at New Orleans and was, I feel like he was their Khalif Raymond. Let me look at how many targets he had. Tre'Quan Smith, 27 targets, 19 receptions, 278 yards, one touchdown. Last year, Khalif Raymond had 44 targets, 35 receptions, 489 yards, one touchdown. So Raymond got more usage than Tre'Quan Smith did. But that guy's not expected to be a starter. Defensive tackle, they added DJ Reader. Defensive end, they added Marcus Davenport. Corner, they added Carlton Davis and Amik Robertson. And they drafted two guys. Along the offensive line, they brought in Kevin Zeitler, who's considered, to be an upgrade over Jonah Jackson. They literally addressed everything but wide receiver 3 with a player that is expected to be a starting caliber player. And quite frankly, and then some. Right? There are guys that they have brought in with resources like Ennis Rakestraw that's going to be a backup, but could start for them. So I guess if you look at it that way and you eliminate injury, in the back of your mind, What other concerns do you have? Like the deep recesses of panic. Those voices you try and keep quiet in your head. What are your paranoias? Those concerns is in the concerns in the recesses of your football mind. It kind of low-key scares you about the coming season. Outside of them not addressing wide receiver three. Because it appears all other concerns have been addressed. But what still lingers for you? 248-539-9797. Kang, do you have one that still lingers for you?
I mean, if you're forcing me to, you know, answer this question, yeah, I'll answer it. But I have very high hopes and positivity for the Lions this year, okay?
Yep.
So other than injury, what in the deep recesses of my mind can creep in and maybe, you know, bother me a little bit, right, Doug?
Yep.
It's if Jared Goff regresses. That's my biggest fear. Okay. That would derail this season completely. So we're taking injury out of it. If Jared Goff, the last time he signed a big contract, it did not work well for him with the Rams. You know, they obviously ended up moving on from him, and they got their quarterback to get them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I mean, yeah, the wide receiver position, the third wideout spot, I'm not crazy concerned about. It could be Antoine Green. It could be Khalif Raymond. I think J-Mo takes a big step, and you have so many other weapons that it's not as big of a you know, hole as we may think it is. The defensive end position outside of the other opposite of Hutch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought in Davenport, but I mean, you have Houston, you have Betts. I think with the, you know, better secondary, the line gets better. DJ Reader's on the line. The biggest issue, the biggest fear for me would be the regression of Jared Goff if he just somehow is not playing the way he played last year, you know? Because I think they can overcome, Doug.
So mine is, let me be clear. I really like this guy, but I think it's an incredibly important year for him. He has got to do better. He's been given more. In the deep recesses of my mind, I'm a little scared about defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. I love listening to him talk, and I think he'll be fine. But I just, like I said, the deep recesses, low key, like, he's going to get it done, right? Right? He's been given more. I think if you looked at the personnel, they were a little short in terms of what they needed to be a serviceable NFL defense. You know, last year, they played the most important game of the year, the NFC Championship game. And I'm going to bring this up. It's going to take me a second, but bear with me. Some of the snap counts and some of the guys that were counted on in that game, you can see why the Lions defense struggled. And I mean, this is one of those, with all respect, do kind of things. But you don't go out onto the field in the NFC title game with Kendall Vildor taking a bunch of important snaps and against that. I mean, they're starting corners in that game are Kendall Vildor and Cam Sutton. Cam Sutton had a brutal second half of the season, and Kendall Vildor played 89% of the snaps in that game. I think he could be a valuable role player. And that's how I hope he is cast this year. I'm rooting for him to help this team out. But he shouldn't be the guy trying to guard Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk in an NFC title game, right? Now, so that's where I'm like, he'll be okay. He didn't have as much to work with, and I'm circling back to Aaron Glenn. In the deep recesses in my mind, that I hope Aaron Glenn gets a job done. What about you? 248-539-9797. Look, this Q&A with Colton Pouncey got us to thinking of, they literally addressed everything with the exception of wide receiver three. So with that in mind.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Do you still, outside of wide receiver three, and we're not going to, you know, bring up injuries. Obviously, injuries can be can change everything. But what concerns do you still have? Let's go to Craig in Fowlerville. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Craig.
Doug, now you gave me something else to worry about. I like the Aaron Glenn take.
I like him. I like him a lot. Let me be clear. I do like him.
I know.
A little scared.
Well, I like Jared Goff too. I just want to throw that in there. Okay.
Good to know. Yep.
We're talking deep fears here.
Yep.
I know, but you guys are just giving me more anxiety, if that's a thing. Anyway,
sorry.
I'm kidding. The thing that it didn't bite us last year, I don't think. And my memory may not be as great as I'd like it to be, but you know, the kicker Badgley.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't. If he can keep making kicks under 40 and, you know, making all those, I'm real happy. But, you know, I didn't see where like a kicker cost us like the game. And last year, going into the season, I was for certain I thought that would happen at least 2 times. And that's the one that kind of gives me nightmares. And even every time they snap the ball, but it goes through, happy. But that one I can just see it, you know, wide left, just like the Washington Lions conference game back in the 80s or whatever that was, you know, was
the San Francisco game,
because San Francisco, because all of it's gone because of the 5'7" guy on the team, you know. It's drives me nuts.
Well, they had one game-winning field goal situation, and it was Riley Patterson who bombed it through to beat the Chargers. Am I missing any other like money kick situation? But it's hard to imagine that you can get away with being dicey a kicker. Did they miss a field goal? Didn't they miss a field goal in the Dallas game? Am I wrong on that? No, Badgley made them both. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.